the million endless solitary nights of my life.
This is DJ Shadow, and you're tuned into 90.3 FM, CKUT, Montreal.
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Just do remind me to press stop, otherwise it keeps going until the service choppers.
Okay. I'm going to do something to make sure that we remember.
Mm-hmm. When it's time to fly, how is it Japanese? Weekly dream report shortly. So, we're just currently testing out wonderful. We picked up the most.
All right, now.
And we're going to. Oh, bless you. So we're going to shortly hit the streets and interface with locals. The streets have been locked off for an event. And if it isn't pissing down, we're going to go out there and interface. But in the meantime, we're looking for folk to. This is the Dream Report phone out that we're going to session. So just stick with us. So we were just having an amusing conversation how when we did go out there, we're going to be mezcaling. So, and we were discussing the flow chart of noughts and ones, of how this system is networked and how it, you see, we're on the other side of the world, you know, we're down the Antipodes, and I won't bore you with all the technicals, but basically, from a microphone, this bounces to Singapore, then comes back to our main node here, then jumps back to New York. And what we're hearing is what comes back from New York to us. So after those two, the equatorial and the trans-equatorial journeys of these noughts and ones, it takes 9 seconds from me squawking into the mic to coming back to our monitor, which we found fascinating. Prepping for the phone.
I'd like some results of that. You and one of my allies have
the real microphone.
I like that.
Oh shit, it's going to be really nice. There's a quite a few seconds delay.
And I think I'll drink some water.
I like
doing that.
So I think this will have to be your studio mic today.
That's fine. It sounds pretty good to you.
It'll do the job.
That is plugged into this.
This, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so with mine.
Now you've been doing Googling how to get there.
I've got the old fashioned way to do it.
Did you hear any?
I have some headphones. So I'm wondering, because remembering every level over here, it doesn't register.
Yeah, I know. So where's the microphone gone?
Exactly.
Let's go and see what we've got.
So we're all good to go. Okay, that looks like it's happening.
John, how are you doing?
My dear, how's things going?
I think we can have a break from that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try and plug this back in and see what happens. And just a big thank you to all the victims who picked up.
Yes.
And wish to share.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to see something since it's only me right now. Let's see how the reverb.
Wish to share.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not super reverb-y.
I want to see something since it's only me right now.
Yes.
Let's see.
So I think the reverb comes when
we're too close together.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Because it was on your computer. And
No, I gave you the password so you could download it.
Oh, right.
See, that's the beauty about using this.
Yeah.
Is we could do that. Let's do some social media, shall we?
Yes.
Time for social media. I've got a... Yes, of course. That's a course. I would think this. Marvellous. Thank you. Bit of social media. No, I don't... I'm talking to the machine here. Okay. There we go. Marvellous. I'm just doing some on-the-fly PR
I'm definitely going to tag 107 with this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here we go. I don't have a very, I don't have a particularly brilliant relationship with social media, so I am trying. But I'm trying my best. Bear with me.
Again, things are just obliterated. But it's having the bravery to step off the precipice, I think. And I think often it's.
No, not John Bear. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. If it's still here.
Senior consultant renewables.
No. No.
Painters.
No. Oh, is it gone? Is it gone?
Well, let's try just going to Google Books. Let's check that out.
I don't know. It's Luscious is there.
Creation of Garfield?
No. There was. What was it actually called?
Black Panther Party?
No, it wasn't. It was definitely a BDSM novel, and the reviews were a little bit, apparently it was a bit meh. But anyway,
shouldn't BDSM novels be?
I suppose it depends on.
Working at play.
Okay, let's try and do a search. It certainly used to be up there. It's interesting it's not anymore.
It's better to just Google the Kiss the Sierra and the Clap.
Ah, yeah, here we are. It is, apparently I've written Female Domination, Confessions of a Beaten Man.
Wow! What year did you write that?
I'm not sure. It's a lot. We're going back a few years now. Publication date 2012. So, warning: this book is the explicit memoir of a devotee of female sexual domination and contains unbearably exciting descriptions of a man enduring anal humiliation, erotic corporal punishment, ball stretching, mixed sex wrestling, and forced ejaculation. Seconds was that?
I wasn't counting.
Okay. So that's fun. That's really, that's slower than the old one. Okay. Count. Oh, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It does feel a lot longer.
It does, but it is the same, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why it feels longer today, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when a group of dudes get together and can't figure out how to turn on their mixer. It's that's very innovative. But if it were a group of women trying to figure out how to turn on their mixer and that be the performance, I don't think anyone would stick around, you know?
Get up off your asses, out your front door, and riot and burn. Coffee has made me want to go to the gentleman's.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So,
can I
let you do your solo spot on?
Yeah. I want
a solo spot on stage.
Where's...
Just quickly while I'm going to.
While
I mobilize to the gentleman's.
Let's see.
Thank you. Yes, okay.
We'll try calling. Let's put you on speaker. I broke it. I'll fix it. So let's see. Oh yeah, so I did have, yes, in terms of the dream report, I did have some dreams to discuss with you this week. Quite a few, actually. Last night, it seems that, and so it was a, well, I was in a really pretty dress that was just wonderful. And I was in this dress for the entire time. It was kind of a ball gown. It fit really nicely. It was a really nice pale pink. But it was starting to get dirty. Yeah. And so in this ball gown, I went to dinner.
Then I was in trouble.
It was supposed to be a I thought it was going to be like a many course meal. So when the first thing came out and it was like a full plate of food, I didn't eat it all. But then people came in and so I left some and they took it away. But then later on, it turns out it was only lunch. And the rest of the meal wasn't going to come till later. And so I was hungry. But then also in the dream, at some point I had become a drug dealer of some kind. Like this weird thing that you like injected to people's necks, like ketamine or something. I don't know. Maybe it was media. Maybe I was just injecting like stuff immediately into people's heads. And but then I was in trouble with like the higher drug overlord. And then they were gonna like kill me or something. And then I was in this place trying to get out, and we went through this one stop point, and we made it through the first time. But then the van that we were in went around the block and went through a second time, which was a checkpoint, and they found something.
There's quite a tricky little plot there, isn't there?
Oh, it was a very, it was a
intricate,
tricky plot, yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes I think multiple plots get woven together, but it's because I was wearing the same dress in the dream, so.
So you had multiple timelines in the same frock.
Yep.
Okay, so that's sort of, that's interesting. So you had multiple, you were bilocating in the same outfit.
Yep.
So your outfit was bilocating as well, so it's not just you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
The outfit was essential for my identity in the dream.
Your outfit was the anchor.
Yeah.
So you didn't split into multiverses.
Exactly. Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have split into multi. Because it all comes down to
CB radios, calling all CB radios. Anyone on air now would like to contribute any thoughts or any noise live online to 107 Diffusion. This is the Dream Report phone out show. Is there anyone out there who's got some really interesting dreams they'd like to share with us on our CB radio streamed internationally? Over. This is the phone out dream report show. Anyone out there on this frequency or whatever frequency you like who would like to share like their dreams they had last night on 107 Diffusion. Over. Mm.
I'm going to go over here.
See if you can coax anyone. Over.
Nick O'Ryan? Just stay here and have a different...
The two of you are more intimidating together.
That's true.
And they're off.
Should we stop?
We shall stop. Okay. We're this is 107 signing off. And
sweet dreams.
And
dream away.
And
the artist asleep is the artist at work.
Exactly, yeah. And thank you. And thank you for everyone who was doing everything over the last couple of hours, all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you all, and remember, same bat time, same bat channel next week. May the force be with you.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I should play. No, I won't. bye. Bye, everyone. Okay, so we're going to stop that. There we go. Boom.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet. Radia.fm. Over and out.
When it comes to respiratory viruses, there are some people who fall a little sick, some who fall quite sick, and some who fall very sick.
When sickness hits, some people fall further than others. Wearing a mask is a simple gesture that acts as a safety net for all of us. To better protect yourself and those around you from the viruses going around, it's a good idea to wear a mask in crowded public places. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, are we ready? I'm Naomi Klein, author of The Shock Doctrine. You're listening to CKUT. Keep listening.
Hello, how'd you do?
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
First is the sound.
You could be any of us.
Could we? First, the sound. You hear it even if no one else does.
Even if you wake and already don't remember.
Second, the seconds.
You fill up the thick in your heart, bringing you back into time.
Third, the rise.
As if you're pulled vertically across the floor, and before you know it, you've taken several steps.
It is a minute or so before you are you, as you know you.
In the rising, you could be any of us.
Could we?
Okay.
Is taken exactly, but another situation is established. Nič ni vzeto točno, ampak naslednja situacija je vso postavljena.
авокадо.
Листья.
Торднява.
Египет.
Пес.
Млеко.
Космат. Пауш.
Кожу.
Абстиница.
Жупан.
Силвистрово.
Любезен.
Антиутопия.
Пастия.
Вагнер.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet.
Radio.fm.
Over and out.
Over and out.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Jason White Bear is one of our youngest panelists. He is a residential school survivor.
Gaki Waku Maganak, Nadi, Wendin Naganag. How Mataki was. I said all my relations in three different languages. Those languages were taken away and given with this one here that I've mastered in residential school. And they told me that once you go there, he says, you're not going to come home with this anymore. You're not going to come home being able to speak Nehewewan. You're not going to be able to speak. But when you do go, what I want you to do is I want you to try and master everything that they give you so that they can never fool us anymore. In my generation, we're at the point now where we understand the nuances between the languages. We can say, bonjour, Anin. I wish I knew a little bit of Arab, but you know, the point being is that we're all sitting around here and we're very learned people. We're very knowledgeable. We know how to say, to say a little bit of each other's language nowadays. And that's just us as this. And I think that's a direct result of residential school, is because we always ask each other, where are you from? Well, how do you say this? How do you say that? So that when you run into somebody else, you're allowed to respect them and say, Tanse, how? Wuju anin. So regardless of what was taken away from me during my residential school formative years, I haven't lost the ability to see. And so it is with this that I thank each and every one of you. I'd like to say, and that's Cree for I'm grateful for everything in this land. I had to learn that from a kukum, because I was speaking in front of chiefs one time and I said, I can't speak the language. So she taught me that little bit. Hi. Thank you.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Down the street from Phillips Arena.
Zaytoven.
Trapped down the street from Phillips Arena.
Zaytoven.
Trapped down the street from Phillips Arena.
Zaytoven.
Trapped down the street from Phillips Arena.
Y'all know what it is. It's your boy Jay Buns. We back again. Trapped. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Surrender.
Y'all here to have some fun. You know what it is. Let's go.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Shout out to the whole of Montreal. You know what it is. East, west, north, and south.
Bang. Boom. Whole lot of money that my BFL. Keep a girl. 40 in my Fendi belt. Getting so much cash, I don't need a wallet. You smoking on that trash, throw it in the gap. Young street new. Coming from the pipe. Hanging on the block, kicking with the convict. They say that money talks, so don't you make a comment. I'm proud of myself, motherfucker, I done it. Done it, money running up. Tell the boy about the summer. Order some new thing for the rape.
third chain on to get a naked. I'm a poster child for the hustle. You a poster child for them busters. Game up for grabs, I'm a